This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are, well, now, big announcement, of course, Colfax, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 FM, as well as 1310 KFKA. So you're getting to hear, depending on where you are, you could be listening to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos talk Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater on the new FM frequency. Zach, my friend, I think the more we can hear from you, the better. So I'm excited for that.
Great. Congratulations, man. I love hearing it.
Yeah, it's a cool deal, man. We're pumped about it. The programming's growing up here throughout the area, and couldn't do it without you, my friend, getting the rundown on all things Broncos. So we appreciate you jumping in on the program every single week, or when you can. In some cases, we may get you on five times in one day.
It may happen, and man, I just love it. You guys are doing awesome things up there.
Now, as well for you guys, always hearing big stuff, and we absolutely love getting your side of the story. You're out there at practice every single day. You're hitting us up with those in-depth tweets, man. I mean, it's nuts watching this quarterback battle between Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. It felt like the big takeaway from the weekend, Zach, was that Drew Lock maybe won the weekend, but today a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, exactly. That it was a bad, bad day for Teddy on Saturday. Threw three interceptions, and Drew was good. You know, I talk about Teddy as being steady Teddy. That's what Drew was on Saturday, and that's what Drew needs to prove he can be. Look, we all know that he can make the big plays, but can he make the consistent plays? And he did on Saturday, but today was a little bit of a different story. You had Drew come out and throw two interceptions, his first interception of camp. Was to Patrick Surtain. Patrick Surtain did a great job just reading Drew's eyes the entire time, and I really don't think Drew saw Surtain. He jumped, picked it up, and then at the end of practice, in probably the most important period of the day, it's a move the ball where they start around the 50 and then they try to get into field goal range or score a touchdown. Drew threw a pick to the new cornerback who was signed yesterday, Ferris, and it was not a very good practice for Drew because you did have his first two interceptions. However, those are the first two interceptions of camp for him, and we're talking 5 days into practice, so not the worst there. On the flip side, Teddy wanted to show that he is not checked down Teddy. The very first play of practice, he went 50 yards for a touchdown in the air to Deontay Spencer. He also hit Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy for 25-yard gains throughout practice as well. Now, Teddy did have a pick today as well in 7-on-7, just like Drew did. But outside of that, Teddy won today.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. So Teddy won today. Do you have a scorecard for us at this stage? I mean, who is leading at this point? Again, from the weekend, it seemed like Locke was starting to pull ahead.
Yeah, he was, and Teddy closed the gap today. You know, we are doing a scorecard over at thednvr.com, and right now, Locke, I don't know the exact numbers, but we're up at about 30 points apiece, and Locke has a one-point lead. So after practice, Vic Fangio said this is even Steven. There's no separation, and from a neutral perspective, that's definitely the case.
All right, looking again, we're not that far away. We do have the Hall of Fame game coming up this week, and then the next weekend we get to full-on preseason football. Broncos looking at that Minnesota game and then the joint practices and everything. Prediction, who's getting that start in that game one?
Man, I think they'll go with Drew because of why they gave Drew the first rep. I think Vic's just going to say, we're giving it to Drew because he's the incumbent and it's easy to do that. Then I think he's going to follow that up by saying, this means nothing. It is just because he's the incumbent. And I really think that, you know, Vic Fangio and everyone wanted this thing to be decided ASAP. But as we've seen from the first week, this thing is not decided. Brady, we're looking at another month of this competition, I think.
Wow. I mean, this is going to be nuts, man. And I don't know. I just got the sense more from I'm following your tweets like crazy. I'm stalking you. As you already know, I do that anyway. I'm just getting the sense that it's going to be Drew Lock. It just feels like that. And I know, obviously, you could go into that preseason game and he could be atrocious. And then next thing you know, Teddy's pulling pulling ahead. But if we stay on this trajectory, I think you and I even talked about it. Even if Drew's a little bit worse than Teddy, you might still give the nod to him because his ceiling's higher.
Well, and exactly. And that's why I think from an organizational perspective, Teddy's the guy that you go with. Drew's the guy you go with if it's close, but Vic is making the decision. And if Teddy continued to show that Saturday's practice of three picks was an anomaly, man, if it's close, I think they're going to go with Teddy because of that, even though the ceiling for the organization may be to go with Drew.
Very interesting. All that's going to be so much fun to continue to document this quarterback battle. Melvin Gordon had some interesting things to say last week, Zach, about, you know, the Philip Lindsay stuff, as far as maybe that messed with him a little bit. The competition kind of, maybe for lack of a better term, bothered him. But he's saying now, no, that's not a concern at all. But then again, you have rookie Javonte Williams that they drafted early. So what do we make of Melvin Gordon's statements about Philip and the running back situation?
Yeah, he said Phil got in his head. The competition got in his head last year. He said he did get over it at the end of the year, and that showed on the field when he ran for over 5 yards per carry in the final seven games of the season. But I think what was happening with Melvin was, and what really got into his head, was Phil was a Colorado guy. And yeah, he said, you know, if I was drafted to the Packers after playing at Wisconsin, being from that area, man, people wouldn't want to see someone else be brought in. And so I think because Javonte Williams was brought in to, you know, take his job and compete with him for the next, for this year, take his job moving forward, I don't think that'll be as much of an issue because Javonte Williams isn't a Colorado guy. So I wouldn't be too worried about that, but it is interesting that he did admit that.
Yeah, no, I thought that was crazy. And you know, maybe not a terrible thing, but I appreciate the honesty, I suppose. One thing on the offensive side that we could all agree on, at least at this point, and we kind of knew that, Zach, but this wide receiver core is absolutely stacked.
It is stacked, and Cortland Sutton still playing with a brace, still not playing 100% in team drills, but the good news is Jerry Jeudy has looked initially like he can take over as the one if Cortland Sutton needs to ease his way back in the regular season, which we haven't got any hints of that yet. He's still supposed to be full go by week one, but man, Jerry Jeudy looks like the absolute truth. He looked really good last year, but now he looks like a dominant number one receiver. Brady, he is always open, and you also have to remember who he's going against. He's going against Pat Surtain, Kyle Fuller, All-Pro, Ronald Darby, the secondary, Vic Fangio's defense. I don't think that this is a fluke that he's starting training camp so hot. I think he really can be poised for a huge season.
Well, and that's what's so fun about it. The other guy you just mentioned with Patrick Surtain and the battle between those two guys, maybe those guys are going to make each other just better and better every single year going up against each other, and then we'll get to see the fruits of that labor each and every Sunday when they go up against somebody on the opposing side.
And that's the dream, without a doubt. And those two guys, man, Patrick Surtain looks great as well. Judy's having the better of him occasionally, but Surtain is looking really good as well. And a crazy thing is they've both said that Alabama football camp is harder than the NFL, which is just wild. Shows you what Nick Saban's doing.
Yeah, man, I'm pumped. I'm excited to see with this, the quarterback battle, so much more. We're up against it, my man. But, Zach, I know your schedule is absolutely nuts. It's unpredictable, too. But we appreciate the coverage. You're absolutely killing it. Throw out that Twitter handle so folks can continue to follow you throughout the course of training camp.
At Zach Stevens, DNVR. And thanks so much for having me on, Brady. We'll talk soon.
Zach, always love it, man. It's an absolute honor. We'll get at you very soon. That's Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. So he's saying that Drew's a point ahead. And, you know, I was just getting the feel from Twitter that Drew Locke was tearing it up over the weekend and then kind of took a step back. Maybe more or less Teddy Bridgewater took a step forward today. But sounds like it's going to be Drew Locke on that Saturday, August 14th. And you don't think that first few series are going to be, like, must-see TV if you're a Broncos fan? Oh, Brady, it's Drew Locke, Teddy. No, you know you're in. You're going to be watching that, and you're going to be watching every single play that Drew Locke makes. It's heating up, folks. All right, we're transitioning here. Mondays, we're going to get into some CSU Rams talk, football talk, you name it. Ellison Hubbard, the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, is coming up next, Rams fans. Stay tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.